Benedict de Bourbon was a reluctant bride, married off at 16 to the son of Louis XIV. Her husband, the Duc de Maine, was not a prince, as he was one of the many illegitimate children the Sun King fathered with his former mistress, the Marquise de Montespan. Louise, on the other hand, was a princess, daughter of the Prince de Condé, and a member of one of the most powerful and illustrious families in France. Her father married her off to please the king, but Louise, or the Duchess of Maine as she was to become, felt that she was marrying beneath her station and harboured resentment, particularly against the king, for the rest of her life. At first, the unhappy couple lived in an apartment at Versailles, where the Duchess, a tiny figure of less than 5 foot tall, avoided the endless ceremonies of court, instead studying astronomy and classical poetry. She was thrilled to move out of Versailles when her husband acquired the Château de Sceaux for her. Now the 25-year-old Duchess was able to start her own rival court, which was far more entertaining than Versailles, where court life had become decidedly dull under the regime of Madame de Montespan. The Château de Sceaux was alive with music, theatre and visiting intellectuals such as Voltaire and Rousseau. The Duchess loved acting, although apparently she was remarkably bad at it. She created her own society, the Order of the Honeybee, which consisted of 39 courtiers who wore their hair in the shape of a beehive and wore a medal with the motto, "I may be small, but be aware of my sting." This may all sound highly frivolous, but it was actually an act of defiance. Louis XIV associated himself with grand images, such as the sun and the god Apollo. The Duchess subverted this by choosing the tiny honeybee as her symbol. Her most public cultural attack on the royal image took place a few months before the king died. Named the Grande Nuit de Sceaux, the Duchess arranged a series of late-night theatrical and musical diversions. These resembled the entertainments that Louis had hosted in his youth, but there was a noticeable difference in theme. The Grande Nuit centred around the triumph of the Night Queen, played by the Duchess herself, triumphing over the setting sun. One of the works performed was the cantata La Nuit de Sceaux by Nicolas Bernier. From this comes the aria Paisible Nuit. Peaceful night, are you going to finish your course? Already in these beautiful places, your silence is disturbed. It's sung here by the countertenor Robert Getchell with Les Folies Françoises and Patrick Cohen-Acnin. Paisible nuit, vas-tu finir ton cours? Et je ne sais vos lieux, on trouble ton silence. Ils avancent des plaisirs, la troupe m'y devance. Moi qui les éveille toujours. As-tu finir ton cours? Si je dans ces bons lieux en trouble ton silence. Achevé ma carrière et mon char descendit à peine au fond des mers. J'apprends qu'ici tous les yeux sont ouverts. Quoi? Perdois-je si tôt dispenser la lumière? Paisible nuit. Finir ton cours, déjà dans ces beaux lieux, on trouble ton silence. Déjà dans ces beaux lieux, on trouble ton silence. was Paisible Nuit by Nicolas Bernier, sung by Robert Getchell with La Folie Francoise. To hear this again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.